Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to a Buddha special of the show here today on a Saturday. Today, we are going to be talking Pawcade. Pawcade is an event coming up on the 11th of July. It is a benefit show. They will be benefiting the Humane Society of Washington County, Indiana, as well as the local animal shelter there. It's going to be held at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Salem, Indiana. So it is an open-air show underneath a covered pavilion. They're going to be doing all the safety precautions. They will have sanitation stations available. They encourage everyone to wear their masks. So it's going to be as safe as they can for all the fans and the wrestlers. But I want to bring on right away the promoter of the event, Pawcade. He is the promoter putting this benefit on. Chad, are you with us?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Like I was telling the listeners, the 11th of July in Salem, Indiana is when and where Pawcade will happen. And you announced the event several weeks ago. It's been an event coming up really for the last couple of months. Can you tell us what led to you deciding to put on this type of benefit?
Well, to start out, it was kind of a joke. I run MidwestTerritory.com. We cover Midwest professional wrestling and that kind of stuff, but I just put out a tweet with just a fake card, and people got really behind it for whatever reason. So then we thought, well, hey, why not think about doing a real actual show and doing it for a good cause? And my wife is a huge animal lover, and our town has a no-kill animal shelter in it, but they don't get any money from the city, from the county, or from the state. So everything they take in is donations. So we decided to do the show specifically for the animal shelter and the Humane Society here in Washington County, Indiana, try to get these animals a better head start than what they've had.
Very, very commendable benefit, and I applaud you for doing that. You don't see a ton of wrestling shows that benefit animal charities like this. I'm really happy to see one happening. How easy was it for you to get all the wrestlers on board with this? Was it a pretty easy sell for the most part?
For the most part, man, everybody's been really good about coming out. Even a lot of people donated their time pretty much immediately. Like, as soon as I said, hey, I'm going to do this, I got 20 phone calls immediately. We've got a heck of a show lined up. A lot of really talented people are coming out for this thing, and we hope it does well for this place. We're really proud of this card, and hopefully people are going to enjoy it.
I absolutely think they will. You have a pretty stacked lineup, as a matter of fact. If we can get into that a little bit, I know one of the matches that you have is a battle royal, and that leads to a title match, correct?
We've got one that's called the Loyal Rumble, which is our battle royal type deal. Originally, it was going to be like an actual Royal Rumble. But then we got to the point where there were so many matches on the card, so many people in this thing, that we're going to kind of rip off All Elite Wrestling, where they do the send five or six people in at a time. I think that's why we're going to end up doing it. If not, that the show won't end until 2:30 the next morning or something ridiculous. But the Loyal Rumble is going to be a fun match. That one's the one we're going to have some shenanigans and fun stuff in. That's the one for the kids for sure.
That's a great way to get some wrestlers that want to support the cause that might attract a few fans and kind of streamline things a little bit. So that sounds like a pretty fun match that's also pretty logical for the show.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be like a company. I mean, there are championship matches on this show that directly affect Paradigm Pro Wrestling for sure. There's a match between Matt Kenway, or The Kenway, and Nolan Edward, and the winner of that match immediately gets a title shot at the Paradigm Pro Wrestling Championship against their current champion, Cole Radrick, which should be interesting.
Most definitely, Cole, for a lot of the fans in your area will know, Big Match Cole, so one of the premier wrestlers in your area and a champion for you. Can you tell the fans a little bit about who he might get to face?
Matt Kenway and Nolan Edwards are both talented young dudes. They're coming up on the Midwest scene. Nolan's actually from Canada. Both these guys would make a heck of an opponent for Cole. As far as the other Paradigm match that has a big thing attached to it, Paradigm Pro Wrestling is going to team up with our website, MidwestTerritory.com, and they're creating a brand new championship, the MidwestTerritory.com championship. And that's the one that could get crazy because we're having a ladder match for that championship. And right now there are 7 competitors. 4 of them have been named. Bradley Prescott, the 4th. Freddie Hudson. James Bandy. And who was the 4th one? I don't even remember who we announced so far. We've had so many people. Look at this way. We've got 60 wrestlers on the show. So if I remember everybody, I'm doing pretty good. But there's eventually going to be 7 men in that ladder match to tell you how big that's going to be.
You already threw out some names of some guys that are very, very good. I'm familiar with the people that you named. That should be a crazy ladder match for sure.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. I'm pretty excited about it, to be fair. It may be one of the matches of the night, but to be honest, we've got a lot of good stuff lined up. That as good as that match is going to be, it might not even end up being match of the night. That's saying a lot. We've got Effie taking on Calvin Tankman, which should be a barn burner. That's one of our main events. Calvin Tankman just signed to MLW, so I mean that's a big time get for us because Effie's huge right now, and Calvin Tankman's one of my favorite people on the planet, to be honest. This is a super good dude. That should be amazing. Zay Washington was the 4th guy we announced for the ladder match. I forgot about that. Sorry if I'm dumping a bunch of names in there. I'm just trying to get everybody over as much as I can.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why we're here. And for the people that might be listening that aren't familiar, Calvin Tankman, huge star in the making. He's got a ton of potential. He hasn't even scratched the surface yet. Effie, of course, traveling all over the United States. He is a very, very well-known independent wrestler, so that should be an outstanding match. Lots of star power in that one. And then you also have something you're calling the Big Dog Scramble Match, and you've got a lot of very large individuals in that match, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to reinforce the ring for that one. We've got Juicy Jimmy, Drew Dillinger, Big Beef Jake Garvin, Duke the Nuke, Hoodfoot Mo Atlas, Bastard Cassidy, and Big Cuz. There's not a person in this match that's not at least 260. It's going to be, if you like big dudes beating the crap out of each other, this is the match for you.
Absolutely, and I've been in there with a few of those guys, and they are massive, and they're not only big as far as stature, they're big as far as power goes. Very strong match. So I'm sure that's going to be kind of a big power battle right there.
Yes, sir. It should be a barn burner for sure. I'm going to enjoy that one a lot personally.
And then you also have, speaking of big guys, a no DQ match between Mike Roach and legendary Larry D. That should be a sleeper match right there, because that could main event any other show out there right now.
Yeah, that was actually the last match we announced. Impact's own legendary Larry D taking on Mike Roach. Mike Roach, this is going to be his final match. And he specifically asked me to see if we can get his last match to be against legendary Larry D. So win or lose, this is now this is wrestling, so you know how that goes. But this is supposed to be Mike Roach's last match. And we made it no DQ because that's the kind of environment he thrives in. So that one could get ugly in a hurry.
Larry D, also one of the most well-known independent stars out there, particularly where you're at in southern Indiana and northern Kentucky. But he's on national TV pretty much every week with Impact, like you said. And when you got a guy in his last match, you know they want to go out in the best possible match so fans remember them fondly. That should be definitely, like I said, a sleeper. So,
yeah, man, there's so many good matches on this card. I'm just we've also got a matchup between Adam Slade and Billy Starks for the completely not made up at all Tuesdays at 6 championship, which should be interesting. Billy Starks, talented young lady. Adam Slade's an underrated guy, part of the Lost Boys. That one should also be great. We've got a dog food or 5 minutes with a Papa Kenway match with Rudo LaMotta taking on whoever Papa Kenway chooses. These guys have been in a Twitter war for about 6 months arguing back and forth. So somebody's either going to get made to eat dog food or somebody's going to have to fight Papa Kenway. So that should be another good one. Then the Road Home from Wrestling podcast, the ownership of that is actually on the line as ATM, one of the current owners, with his manager Nikki Campbell, is going to be taking on the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, another multi-former champion from a lot of different places. So that one's pretty exciting.
That should be exciting, and a podcast is at stake in that match. That is a first for me. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, the Road Home from Home podcast people, they will every so often put the ownership of the podcast up on different wrestlers. Aaron Williams is actually a former owner, so he's trying to get back what was once his with this podcast, which should be interesting. And then our final match of the night, which will be our 11th match on the card, but not to be outdone by anybody else. We're putting this on last because we're not sure that anybody's going to be able to follow this. It's our Amish street fight between Levi Everett and John Wayne Murdoch. And that should be crazy, to say the very least.
That should be. And since it is Levi Everett and it is an Amish street fight, are they going to be going down the dirt roads?
There's going to be some shenanigans involved in that. There may be a cow there. I'm just saying it could get very interesting. We're going to play up the Amish level of this pretty hard.
So what you're telling me is there's a very strong chance that John Wayne Murdoch might get hit with a butter churn.
There's a good chance he might get hit with a butter churn. He might get hit with an old-timey hoe. He might get hit with bales of hay. He might get stomped on by a cow. You never can tell what's going to happen in the Amish street fight. I mean, I don't think there's ever been one. But, you know, it seems like something that could get violent.
Definitely, and when John Wayne Murdoch is involved, it usually does.
Yeah, Murdoch's actually wrestling tonight on an ICW show on IWTV Live, which hopefully he's healed up from facing Schlack tonight well enough to fight John Wayne Murdoch in a couple weeks.
Definitely. Now, you put together a fantastic-sounding card. It sounds like it's going to be hugely fun to watch. And I understand, in addition to that, you're also going to have the food truck set up there. And people are going to be able to come to the show with their dogs, correct?
Yep, you can bring your dogs if they get along with other dogs, obviously. Man, if you got a monkey, you can bring it if you want to. As long as it gets along with other animals, we don't really care. We're trying to make this as inclusive as possible. We're going to have it set up where everything's, as you know, we're going to have sanitation stations set up. We're going to be cleaning the ring after each match. We're going to have masks available. We're going to have seating set up in a completely different way than anybody else has done it. We're going to try to seat people with the groups they came in and not even put chairs up until they get there. If people want to bring their own chairs, they're not comfortable sitting in chairs somebody else has already used at some point, they can bring their own chairs and sit there. We're doing our very best to make this as safe, as inclusive, as fun as it possibly can be in this type of environment. This is a new thing for everybody, and we're watching what everybody else is doing and tweaking it a little bit, trying to just make it better so everybody can be safe, everybody can have fun. There's going to be a lady there to trim the dog's nails and stuff. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. So it should be a fun show. The doggies should enjoy it. The people should enjoy it. God, I hope I enjoy it.
I have never heard of a wrestling show where you can get your dog groomed while you're watching the matches. That sounds fantastic.
Hey, man, we're going out of the box on this one.
It definitely sounds that way. And for something that started out as not totally serious and something that you weren't necessarily thinking would be an actual event, you have put together something I think is going to be really different, really enjoyable for the fans, and for a lot of the fans and a lot of the wrestlers, it will be the first time back at a live show, for just easing back into live shows, so it's going to be a first for a lot of people.
Yeah, like I said, people are scared right now, and honestly, I'm not saying they shouldn't be. I'm a little scared, to be honest, being around a bunch of people, but hopefully, this building is huge, so we have enough room. We're going to be able to place everybody as far apart as possible, try to make this thing fun, and that's all this is about. It's about having fun and helping some animals, thank God for my wife for bringing this to my attention, because if not, I wouldn't even be trying to do this, but we're gonna try to help these animals. Without my wife, without Paradigm Pro Wrestling, without Road Home from Wrestling Podcast, without Juicebox Productions, and a whole host of other people trying to help me put this together, there's no way we can do this. And I just want to thank everybody that's helped out with us so far. We've sold a few tickets. I'd like to sell some more. You can go to ParadigmProWrestling.com. There's a link there for our show specifically. If you can buy some tickets, that would be great.
Absolutely. People should go buy a ticket and support this cause. And speaking of buying, I presume there's also going to be merchandise available?
All the wrestlers are supposed to have their merchandise there. We've actually got a store, a Midwest Territory store on Teespring if you wanted to buy some of our stuff. Not that anybody cares, but you can buy that there, and that's just going to help us buy stuff for the show. You might want to do that. But, yeah, all the wrestlers are going to have their – I mean, everybody that has merch will bring their merch with them, because a lot of these people are working for free, folks. So if you could buy a T-shirt, if you could, you know, whatever you can do to help these guys out, that would help too. Because they're giving up their time, a lot of them, and I appreciate them just as much as I appreciate anything else.
Well, Chad, this sounds like a fantastic idea. I was stoked when I heard about it a couple of months ago, a benefit show benefiting animals. I don't hear of that very often in the wrestling world, but that's a great cause. Hopefully you're going to raise a bunch of money to help the animal shelter and the Humane Society in Washington County. And I think you put together a fantastic card. I think any one of those matches can main event, because you've got unbelievable talent on that card. It's absolutely stacked. Now, for people like myself that are thousands of miles away from where you're running, do you have any type of plans to put it on DVD or streaming service or anything like that at this point?
Well, since we're partnered with Paradigm Pro Wrestling, it should go up on IWTV maybe a week or so, maybe 2 weeks later. I don't know how long that normally lasts. So it should be up on there. I don't know if there's any plans of doing a DVD, just because, I mean, this is a one-off show. But, you know, hopefully IWTV will cover it with the Paradigm stuff. I'd love as many people as possible to see it. And at the bottom of the screen during the show, in perpetuity, there's going to be a link to the Humane Society's website and the Salem Animal Shelter. So, if you go to Midwest Territory, MW Territory on Twitter right now, there's a link to people can adopt animals on there from the animal shelter here, and there's a link to the Humane Society to donate money. which is really what this is all about. I mean, if you know, I'd love for the show to go perfectly, and I'd love for people to love the show, obviously, but I would much rather we get as much money as we can to these people and these animals.
Absolutely, and I will encourage everybody listening to check it out on the streaming service, and if you are able to, click the link and throw a few dollars towards the charity. That's what the end result is hopefully going to be, is everyone kicks in a few dollars to help out the animals that need our help. Well, it sounds like you got a busy, busy night ahead of you on the 11th of July, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Salem, Indiana. And for the people that are in the Kentuckiana area, make sure you make plans to be there. It's going to be a fantastic show. There's no way it could not be with the talent lineup on this thing. Chad, anything else we need to put out there that the fans need to know?
I think that's it, man. Doors are going to open at 6:30 on this thing. We're going to start this thing at 7, and we're going to try to get – we don't want this to be a marathon, you know. I've been to 1,000 wrestling shows that ended at 1 a.m., and I prefer nobody have to go through that if they don't have to. So we're going to try to get everybody out there by 11 or maybe 11:15 at the latest. We're going to have a couple intermissions. Food truck will be there. Go out there and get some good food. We're going to try to have fun, man. I'd just like everybody to follow Paradigm Pro Wrestling on Twitter and Instagram, all that stuff. Follow me at NW Territory on Twitter. Follow MidwestTerritory.com if there's any changes or anything to the show. We'll obviously have that up. There is a Paul Cade Facebook page up for people that want to go check it out and just see what they got there. And then follow my wife at Pamela_Ford on Twitter, because it'll really make her mad.
All right, so hit up your Twitter devices, follow the links, get ready to support this cause. It's going to be great. Hopefully everyone will throw a few dollars towards the animal shelter and the Humane Society. The links will be there. Make sure you use them. Pick up some merchandise if you're able to do that, both of the promotion and of the individual wrestlers. So, sounds like a fantastic time. I wish I was a little bit closer so I could get there, but I'm definitely going to check it out in the streaming service.
Well, we appreciate it, man, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you. I hope you sell out and you have a lot of success with this thing. And hopefully there'll be a Paul Cade 2 next year.
We were talking about that, and hopefully, I don't know. I keep switching back and forth on it. Maybe since I'm stealing puns and old Dusty Rhodes things, next year we might have Halloween Havoc. So we'll see.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, man. I'm all about the dad jokes.
All right, well, fans definitely support this. A great cause, very, very worthwhile event happening. It's been a while since you've probably seen a live show, so get out there and support Paul Cade. And while you're at it, support a great cause, win-win situation. We'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon. Shauna Reed will be on the show tomorrow, so you definitely want to tune in for that. Chad, thank you very much again for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.